Maggie's back at work, but was she ready? Stay tuned to another Grey's Recap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I guess we don't have to be on.
Yes!
Hey, get it. Look at Shannon. Get it, Shannon.
Hey.
Yes. Oh, you guys.
That really does work.
Shaking everything off.
Little shimmy. You guys, we are on another Grace episode 19 already. What's inside? And I gotta tell you, it was a great. I love this episode.
I love this episode too.
I felt like we were back in our flow. It was really good. Yeah,
I mean, and just for all of our viewers, that was our little 10-second dance party in honor of them bringing the 10-second dance party back. Yes. Finally. And it does work, you guys.
It does work.
Like, if anybody's feeling a little down right now, just have pull some music and dance for like 10 seconds. We weren't even upset. We're feeling great.
Ain't gonna be no problem. We were just wondering if we were gonna dance on rhythm or not. That was the
Just let it go.
Well, welcome to another fine episode with our Grey's Recap cast, our panel here. I am hosting today, sitting in for Kelly. She will be back next week. I am Shannon Bobo. You can find me everywhere at Shannon Bobo, and I will follow you back. And to my left, to the left, who do we have here?
And I'm Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
What's up, Grace fans? I'm Timothy Michael. You can reach me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. And to my left
is Lanisha. And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
Yes, and you guys, it does work to dance all those troubles away. We're still in the mood. Yes, we love it. So we're going to get right into the episode. Let's just dish right in. So Maggie, we started off with Maggie at the gravesite, and it's something, it sounds like it's something that she's been doing in order to do it. I don't know if it's on a daily basis. Did you guys get the idea that she's been doing this a lot? Like, I kind of got the impression that she's been doing this a lot.
I don't know about daily, but maybe almost every day, every other day.
She's still mourning. So we started off with her mourning. And I think is what I predicted last week. I don't know. Was I the one that made the prediction? I said she's just going to, like, just almost become hardened. She seemed hardened.
And
just became, like, the ultimate, like, she was ready. It was her first day back at work. And the first thing she did was take the most important case away from Riggs. She pulled it out and said, listen, I'm taking this case. I'm doing it. I'm the smartest and I'm doing it.
But I also think the thing that also hardened her wasn't just her mother's death, was that everybody was questioning her being back. And I feel that was another level of her being more hardened, because it's like she's tired of it. I would honestly be tired of it too. Yeah. Like if I say I want to be back, then I want to be back. If I say I'm good, I'm good.
They were just looking out for her, just making sure that she was okay.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, I understand that. But it did kind of put a little icing on the fact that she was already feeling a little bit, you know, whatever way. She was ready. She was definitely ready. Yeah. She's smart, and it was almost like she went into autopilot.
Right. Like, work-wise, she was okay. She was strong enough to separate the two. Like, I'm here to do my job. I have to do my job. And kind of like you said, Timothy, with everybody kind of coming at her, it's like, you're just adding to it. Like, I said I'm okay. Like, let me be. Like, you feel like you're being watched.
Exactly.
You know, and judged. And it's like,
well, she was being watched. Well, right.
She was being watched. And they were just concerned, because they said, you know, that these are the things. And I love the little backstories that they went back to. Mm-hmm. Like, Meredith, she's like, well, I performed surgery when I was miscarrying.
Oh, right.
And I was like,
that's not normal.
I think that's what the main thing that I got out of this whole entire episode was, what is normal and what is healthy? Because we watched Grey's Anatomy and we were like, oh, yeah, that's normal. And then when somebody does it really normal, we're like, that's weird. But it's like the opposite.
They're like, oh, I can handle everything. No, I did that. And I like that, the way that they brought that to our attention. They're like, oh, yeah, this isn't normal. Like, he's like, that's not normal. Right. I love that he said that.
Yeah, like, after that, she was like, okay, let's go check in.
Let's
do that.
Let's go.
I thought that Maggie also was trying to, like, when she was talking to the patients, she was like trying to say, like, yeah, I'm the best, you should pick me. Like, she was kind of fighting for her position, because the doctors did keep on judging her.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's bring that up really quick. How did you guys feel about that? Did you feel like maybe Meredith, do we feel like Maggie should have been on that case, or do we feel like Riggs should have stayed on that case?
Oh, Maggie, for sure.
Really?
Yes, really? I'm going to say that because she is the. I mean, if there is, she it is like being upgraded to first class. What would you if you were having a very, very, very important surgery on your brand new baby, and they said, "Oh, the head of cardiology is going to handle it"? I'll be like, "All right, thank you."
I don't know. I mean, I disagree.
From that point of view, it's like, okay, because she's the head of the department, but not really because Riggs was working on this case for so long, kind of knew the ins and outs of it and the patients. So to kind of like just come in and take it because you feel like you need to do something to keep you busy and things like that, I don't think that was right.
Yeah, it wasn't right. But I mean, as a parent, I would have, I mean, I'm not a parent yet, but from that perspective, I would be like, all right, well then if we're going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I disagree with you. I feel like because Riggs has been with this family and has studied this case and was familiar with the entire scenario, I feel like he should have been the one to stay on the case. I thought that Maggie coming in and saying like, oh yeah, I need this surgery was a little selfish.
Yeah, well, and at the same time, I believe that she kind of did need it, like just to get her mind and her brain back into the workflow, into the motion of getting back to work. And clearly, as we, if you guys saw the episode already, clearly it was a great outcome, you know, like she was able to do it. Of course, it was a couple of nervous moments, you know, and I think it was just like a, almost like a beautiful foretelling of her own story. Like she just needs a minute to adjust to everything. And it's like, and it's just, you know,
and I did
you
like that. Yeah. And, and even in just this moment right now, I was thinking about, cause I wrote it down in the notes, like, well, everyone, you know, thought she froze and still was like, you need to do something, react. And she was just still taking it in. Even in that moment, it's like, everyone's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Just let me be and let me take it in.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And then I'll be okay. Like she said, like this, the little baby had this had been living with this other piece for so long. That's all that they knew was that other piece. So you're taking it away. So just give it some time to adjust to it being gone.
And that little hand, I was like, oh my God. It's like if something happens to this little baby right now. Because I know Maggie wouldn't be able to recover from that. Or at least it would take her, she would go into even darker space. You know what I mean? So I'm curious as to what everyone else thinks. Like, you know.
I mean, Matthew Nicholson already said that he would want Maggie because she's on cardio and outrings any day.
Because I don't have a baby. I have a little Yorkie named Ginger Bean Bobo. And if somebody, it's like, if the head of surgery was like, I'm going to take care over that. I don't care if some like ringy dink person was like, well, I've been handling the case all this time. I'm like, but I need for that person to be on my baby, my little puppy. And that's just my puppy. Wait till I have kids. You're right. Oh my God.
Oh gosh. And yeah, just touching on what Lanisha had said, I feel like that moment when, you know, Maggie had that moment in the OR when she was like, you know, this baby has had this since day one, you know, it was a part of her and her heart just needs to adjust. I think what I love about Grey's Anatomy is that they always tie it back to the bigger issue. Even in the most simplest ways, because when she went into this OR and she was cutting this thing out of this baby's heart, I wasn't even putting together that this baby's heart was related to her and her mom and her getting symbolism. A piece out of her heart. And I was just like, so when they brought that up, I was like, bravo, Grey's writers, because it was a great moment.
Like
for
tying
her.
It together with like a cute little, right? Cute little bow.
It showed everything that she was feeling.
About
her mom. So, on a side note, what do we think about Cross being a, that was like another, there's always two surgeries going on at any time. We'll dance back to Maggie, of course, because she dominated this episode as well. And we love the fact that she dominated it. I mean, because we need to finish up the story.
We need closure.
Yes, agreed.
So what do we think of Cross just like diagnosing himself and everybody not believing him at first, Stephanie,
like,
and
with
DeLuca?
Edwards a little bit at first, because like we've seen that before, kind of they touch on it a little bit before, like with these interns, they see all these things. So the minute something happens to them, the minute it's one little thing wrong, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I have this and I have that. Like, you know what I mean? Because they like ever said they see it so much and they're trained to like maybe look beyond that one little symptom and things like that. So he just went into overload. So I kind of was on her side with that. I thought that same thing he was doing.
I don't know. I was a little worried when he first came up.
Me too.
And they were trying, they were kind of like downplaying it, or at least Edwards was. Because Grey's, and we talked about this with Diane and just like, you know, surgeons' parents, interns don't really have a good record in Grey's home. So it's
interns.
Like, I was a little worried about him just surviving this episode. And I'm glad he did. But that was my initial thought.
And I can't say, I don't know if it was the makeup or if office, but he was super duper white. I was like, wow, he's white as snow right now.
Yeah.
So, I was like, that's either really good acting or makeup is amazing.
The makeup was off or something. I don't know. I was either the makeup was off or they were making him look sick. I was like, I'm confused.
I actually called it though. Like, I felt like that was going to happen. Like, I was like, okay, he thinks that he has something small, but I'm like, he's going to have something all big. He might die at the end of this episode.
No, I was hoping not. That would have been completely unexpected.
Like, I was like, he might come back and like later die or something if like this happens.
Yeah. Well, they're good for that too.
I mean, the fact that Cross was even introduced again, I mean, was I the only one who forgot
about it?
They threw that in there. Like, no one noticed I was gone. Like, no one did it.
Like, oh,
no
Cross.
One even knew you were part of the show.
Right. It's like, oh, you're still around.
You were like in and out. We didn't know you were important.
Yes, exactly. So, and then this thing on Riggs in Arizona, establishing a little unity there.
I went that way. Because at first I was like, Arizona, be quiet. He doesn't care. Like, stop. He's not listening to what you're saying. He's like, oh, yeah, I got it. Because she's like, oh, it wasn't the carpool. He's like, I know. Okay, well, that's what I know. Okay. Y'all do your thing too. He was like, your business is your business. Yeah, but I just feel like he's like, okay, so I'm glad that she kind of got a friend out of it and kind of forced the friendship on him.
Forced the friendship?
Yeah, it was a cute friendship. What about their friendship? Oh, we haven't touched on Arizona's friendship with DeLuca in a while. Like, I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah,
I feel like they're more like roommates type of thing. I don't see as much of a friendship.
But I mean, if you're roommates and you work with the person and you felt comfortable enough to have that person come in as your roommate, I would think they would at least establish a little bit of a friendship chemistry with them in the show, which they really haven't. Not yet. Haven't really had a moment since he's even been back.
That's why I'm kind of glad that Arizona and Riggs are kind of having like a friendship, because Riggs doesn't really have anyone either. I mean, him and Owen,
they're kind of warming up to each other a little bit. Just a little bit.
He doesn't really have a friend, and so I kind of feel like this could be like
where we're hoping that Meredith would end up being his friend.
Oh my gosh, really quick, going back to the case with Jenna and Leo and the baby. And then Owen was part of this. I was like, oh, Lord, Owen and a baby again. Like, he can't get rid of these baby scenarios. Like, I just felt like,
why are they torturing him?
Like, really, though? Like, these poor people are trying to have a baby. And they addressed it when they were talking about how Owen knew Jenna and Leo. And it was because of the Veterans Hospital or the VA Hospital. And I just felt like it was... I feel like it's just being forced at this point. I'm like, we get it. He wants a baby. Amelia doesn't. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm like, we need to get some closure on that before we can move on to closure with other people.
Oh, I feel like it's happening soon. It has to be.
I mean, even in that last scene with him and Amelia in the elevator, and he's like, that was your friends from before. And I was like, what the
she
does
got,
she mean oh, from before? Yeah,
she
like,
that.
Are you like, divorced? What? Like, are you deciding to divorce? Is that
like,
before the marriage?
Everybody?
Like, what's happening?
Like, you couldn't just go and say hi or, like, how are you doing? Like,
it's almost like she's trying to, I feel like she's saying it. Like, that was the elevator door was the bam. Close on her relationship.
Exactly. I literally feel like she's closing the book.
Boy, bye. That was her sweet way of saying, boy, bye. Those are your friends. I mean, she made that abundantly clear.
But I don't know, but it's like, it's where you were in a relationship with Owen, so clearly you did get to know them, you knew them by name and their story, so you got to know them, so they kind of became your friends too, so that's when it gets hard in relationships, when you do have to cut another person off, you cut off everybody, you know, that's around, and especially like at that time.
But they're not even divorced yet, you guys. Like, they're still like in this limbo area. Right. Like, I could understand her cutting off everybody once the divorce is finalized, or made a decision about, but nothing's happening.
Yeah,
no, someone else happening.
It just frustrates me. And I love Amelia. I don't really like Owen, but I love Amelia.
And I'm the exact opposite. I love Owen, and I'm not a fan of Amelia because I think she's very selfish.
Yeah.
She's incredibly selfish.
She made me so mad with that.
How would you like it if you were ending things within a relationship or it may be on it and it's like, no, those are your friends. Like, just like, it's just like,
and after they just went through something too, the friends, the couple, they just went through something. You can't say hi.
Yes. No, I agree. She had a baby with, you know, that was sick too, and
I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, I sympathize with Amelia on other levels, not just this. I do agree that she was a little bit selfish in this scenario, but I feel like I like Amelia, you guys. I just can't. Like, I got a soft spot for
Amelia. Tanya said, well, she's still wearing her wedding ring. I wasn't looking that close to her finger to see that, but
That's a good point.
She's not wearing it on her heart, though. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Ooh,
like, she's not wearing it in the way she's behaving. So she needs to start. If she's ready to end it, if it's a no, let it be a no. If it's a yes, continue on then. Mm-hmm. This limbo thing is driving everyone crazy.
See, and this is what I loved about, you know, Christina and Owen's relationship is Christina was like the no BS type. She was like, say it as you mean it. Like, mean what you say and say what you mean.
Exactly.
So it's like, to go from that to Amelia keeping him in this limbo, I can understand why he's so frustrated all the time.
Poor baby. I really feel for Owen because it's like, I just want him to have a baby already. And, you know, so what do we think about Jackson and Maggie having this little, like, spat, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of felt like Maggie was blaming Jackson for the death of her mother.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Jackson because, I mean, her mom came to him for help, but then towards the end, like, we learned that her mom had already known that she was kind of dying, so Jackson really couldn't have done much, so I kind of just felt bad. Like,
I mean, I kind of wasn't expecting what the turn that took, because, you know, Maggie, out of everybody, confided in Jackson in the hallway and said, you know, I'm not doing well, I'm awful, but I'm just doing my job, which is something that you touched on earlier. But then she, like, flipped it and was like, she came to you to do so that you could do your job, and you didn't. And I was like,
whoa.
Yeah. That was like a 180-degree turn. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay. I could understand why she would feel, why she would put blame in Jackson. She has to blame somebody.
Right. So I always got to be a fall guy.
And yeah,
he was the patient. He was the person that was in charge of her care originally. Yeah. But it's like she could also blame Bailey and Weber because they were part of her...
but Jackson was prior. He was the main.
Yeah.
And Jackson even defended her at one point when he said, no one can tell you when you can go back to surgery. Right. So he was like, you know, still her support. And then she turns, I felt like it was like, almost kind of like a dagger, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess it is a situation when you're mourning.
Yeah, he has to be the fall guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the next person closest to everything that was going on. And like we said, he was the main surgeon on her case, on Diane's case. So, like you said, he kind of had to be the fall guy.
Yeah, right. And Lauren G in the chat kind of shouted it out. I forgot. I'm glad that she brought it up.
Yes.
That Jackson and Maggie are pretty much like step siblings. I mean, you know, Maggie is, you know, Richard's daughter.
Yeah,
and
well, Richard, I didn't forget about that, but like, by marriage.
Yeah.
Married to, you know, Jackson's mom. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're kind of like step siblings in a way.
And Jackson did really say that we're kind of like family, but that kind of went over my head. I was like, oh, they just, because they know each other. Yeah. Everyone's kind of close. But it went over my head a little bit, but that's true.
It also went over my head because I feel like the show, once again, isn't doing a very good enough job with building up a chemistry with characters.
Right.
When they're showing something like that. Because I'm like, why are they so close right now? Uh-huh. Like, there was no little scenes with them.
Before
her whole mom thing happened. I don't remember any, like, significant scenes.
Right,
So I'm like, for them to be this close now, and yes, of course, obviously, death does do that to you. But at the same time, I would like a little bit more chemistry build up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Because I'm like, are they close by default? Like, you know what I mean? Just because they're kind of the same, you know, people in common. Like, that's what I was
But even Diane giving him the photographs, you know what I mean? Like, that's close. That's
true.
Like, she should have gave those to Meredith.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was weird for her to give him. I just thought it was a little weird.
I didn't think of it that way, but now that I'm with you guys on that, what do you guys think of that? Like, there are, we have some people tuning in to talk to. I want to know what you guys think of that as well.
Now that I look back or think about the episodes before, now I'm like, okay, now I understand why Jackson was the one that was chosen, kind of, to. For Diane's mom.
Why do you think she was chosen? Why do you think he was chosen?
Well, now that I see it, because they're like stepbrother and stepsisters.
Oh, okay.
It kind of makes
sense, though.
But Meredith is her actual half-blood sister.
That's true, too. Yeah. I don't know.
And Meredith spent time with Diane. Well, I guess Jackson did,
Jackson
too.
Jackson did, too.
I don't know.
I see what you're saying, though, Katrina.
And that's a good point.
Absolutely, Katrina. Like, no doubt at all.
Can we also talk about when they're going to address the fact that April and Jackson slept together?
Oh, yeah, we still haven't talked about that.
I forgot about that.
I know.
And then I was like, on a side note, because it went over my head, too, like Lanisha said, about the relationship between Jackson and Maggie. So, and I was just like, wait, is this going to be a thing?
No, they can't. I did it until you just pointed it
out. I was like, oh, yeah, but...
But I had to tell myself, too, like, every little moment is not going to turn into
something
romantic or something like that.
God, Lanisha, you sex-starved piece.
who are they going to do it now?
Especially in the case of Maggie, because we was like, oh, maybe this is going to be the opportunity that she, her mother's advice.
Yeah.
But she's using her mother's advice. That's one, some beautiful thing, like following her intuition. I thought that was one of them, wasn't it? Like she definitely followed her intuition during the surgery.
I don't know.
I feel like
the main point that I got from Diane's advice was for just Maggie to live a little bit more. And I don't really see that yet, but I'm hoping that we will.
That dancing scene was living in a little.
I don't think so, because it didn't even work for her. Then she was just sobbing. Like, she
didn't really work. But in some moments, I don't know if y'all been to a black church. But she looked like she was catching a spirit.
She looked like she did. I saw it. I saw little glimmers of hope in that dance. She was like flipping her hair a little. I was like, I want to flip my hair like that, but we all know I'll lose my wig if we get that.
Everything.
Can't do all. I gotta put it tight first. So yeah.
And just going back to the beginning of the episode with Maggie, Meredith, and Amelia, I do like, speaking of just chemistry buildup, I love how they are coming together as sisters and that the show is, you know, showing that. Yeah. Especially with the 10-second dance party that was in this episode.
Absolutely.
With just the three of them. Mm-hmm. I felt like Meredith's person was always Christina.
Yeah.
And now that Christina's gone, she has to find a new person. And
now
I feel like she's finding
two.
That.
She has two.
Now she's finding those people in Amelia and Maggie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I love the idea of finding your people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what everybody needs. Riggs needs his people, and maybe Arizona. You know,
somebody always needs that one somebody.
Everybody does.
Which
absolutely
brings me back to, you know, Bailey and Weber's kind of scenario, because they said Weber was a little lonely in this episode. And I
didn't even think about that.
Me neither. And I was, it was like
so true.
One of those other things that I was like, wait, why would he be lonely? And I'm like, oh, because he's fighting with
his wife.
With Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, he was fighting with Bailey. He was fighting with Catherine. Arizona betrayed him.
Yeah.
Like,
so he's just kind of like at a loss. Jackson has always been his defender, though. He's always had Jackson on his wife's son. And, you know, and I like how Bailey described herself. She's like, I'm your work wife. You're getting along better with me. And I was like, they are. Everybody has like their work husband.
Their person at work.
He's just like, well, let's patch things up with me first. And I thought, honestly, I thought last episode they kind of patched things up a little bit better. But I guess it was still some little underlying. I said, I guess Diane's death wore off on you guys, huh? Because it's like,
I think it was like that apology still missing. Because when he left her office and he was like, what did he say? He was like, or you didn't say sorry or I'm right or something
like
that.
He's like, I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong. Something like that.
Yeah. So it was like, she's like, okay. Like, you know what I mean? So it was just kind of like pushing it on. Like, you were wrong. I was not. Okay, we can move on now.
Exactly. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Hmm. So I want to touch a little bit more on Cross too, and like finding out that he was right. There was something really wrong with him. Turns out he had TB from his travels.
Oh
yeah.
So that's pretty. And then like being scary. And nobody knew protocol. So like this goes back to Weber and everybody. Mm-hmm. Like this is why we need him. He does know the rules. In a protocol, he knows how to conduct an office.
Because he's done it for years.
Yes. So it's like, listen to the, you know, they were calling him I wrote it down, some of the names that she was calling him. Gnarly. It started with a G. Like,
gnarled old doctor or something.
Doctor, what? And it's like, oh, but, you know, it turns out that's the reason why we have the wise men. Mm-hmm. He's the wise man. He's the person who we turn to. It's like, oh, well, we've never have to be quarantined before. Like, we, you know, how do we handle this? And they were all freaking out, thinking that they were going to, am I going to die from this?
Right.
And it's like, you know, in April's like, it's so bad. She said, I know I'm good. Because it's like, I've had it twice, three times already.
I mean,
I'm
she's
good.
Also been to, like, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Like, April's a badass. So she's like, I got this. If you need to leave, then leave. But I got it. And that's what I love about April.
Me too. Like, I do like that part about her. And Jackson's sensitivity towards women, because he's like, you know, I couldn't tell April when to come back. Like, I had to let her do it on her own. So he's just like, you just have to, like, acquiesce to whatever it is, the desire of the person who's going through whatever it is they're going through, and allow them the space to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, thank God it didn't. But the thing is, like, we get nervous as viewers, and the staff gets nervous, because it's like, there's a life at hand. So I know you're working through your stuff, but don't work through your stuff and screw up and, you know.
I feel like the previews also make it a little bit more dramatic than what it is. You know what
I
mean? Like, I mean, which is obviously their job.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, something's going to go down.
Yeah,
and it was
really
just like,
was
she just needs a minute. And I was like, okay, that's it.
That's it?
That's it?
The previews made it seem
And it literally was just a minute.
Yeah, exactly. And like, she, you know, she jumped in too soon or, you know, she wasn't ready. And it was like, really, y'all?
I feel like she'll always, Maggie will always have a sweetness that will always be there no matter what.
Because
even in her hardness, there was still like that sweet, girl, and I'm happy about that, because, like, you know, Diane even mentioned she just doesn't want, she didn't know if she could stand that, if she could still be that joyful, sweet girl that she always has been. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm so happy that she has her sisters around, Amelia and Meredith, to help, like, do the dance party and to help try to shake it off. Yeah. So, what are you guys' thoughts on that part?
I mean, I loved that, like I said, they're building up this chemistry between the three sisters. And I feel like, and, you know, Harry Jess in the chat said it earlier, you know, Alex is also Meredith's person. Like, it's Meredith and Alex. Yeah. So I feel like if anybody was missing from that, it would have been Alex. But at the same time, I'm like, it's a sisterly thing right now. So it's like, I get why they are distancing themselves, but I feel like Meredith and Alex need to get back on their moments, too. Because they literally have been there from the beginning together.
Yeah.
So I need them to get back to the core peeps.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was anybody else relieved that Joe wasn't on the episode?
I was. Stop it. Stop it.
I know.
You're so bad. You're so bad at Joe.
I love her. I'm sure she's a lovely person, but I was like, oh, thank goodness nobody whiny was around. To be honest.
I didn't really mind if Joe was there or not, but I kind of feel that way about Minnick. When I saw her, I was like, huh, here we go.
Oh, really?
But then she wasn't there a lot, so I was like, oh, okay.
I actually like Minnick.
Okay. I like Minnick too. I feel like we haven't seen a lot of people in a long time, you guys. I feel like we haven't seen Minnick in a while. Good.
Well, across, we completely lost him. I was like, wait, who's this guy again? I did have to think twice about
him. And what's his name? Murphy. We haven't seen Murphy. We haven't seen Murphy in a while. We haven't seen, obviously, Minnick. We haven't seen Catherine. Like, everybody's gone. Like, I'm like, where are the kids? Meredith's kids?
Oh, we've never seen the kids.
At least she addressed them this time. The secret baby. I'm like, it is. All your kids are secrets. They're all secrets.
We never see them.
And then really quick, just pointing out another pretty significant moment in this episode when Arizona and Riggs, because we did talk about their friendship evolving, which I agree with Katrina. Like, I like them together as friends. And what she said to him when she was kind of like probing, like where, like trying to get out of him who he's going on a date with. Meredith's name came up and she kind of brought up the fact that Derek was her one and only. Like they were the love story. Like he turned her world. Like those things just don't come along very often. And we haven't, nobody's addressed that for Meredith yet. Not even Meredith has addressed that for herself. So to have Arizona sit there and say that, I was like, okay, well, at least somebody's doing it. But I feel like it should have been Bailey. I feel like Bailey should have been the one. Because she was there since the beginning of their relationship. She was there when, you know, Meredith was an intern. I was actually just watching an old Grey's Anatomy episode today. And she always used to like rag on Christina and Meredith because they always used to get advanced surgeries because, you know, Christina was sleeping with Burke and Meredith had her thing with Derek. Like, and so it's like Bailey was there from the beginning. So I feel like Bailey should have been the one to address that relationship with her and Derek. But I'm just glad it was addressed.
I felt like when Arizona was talking, I was like, oh, you're saying too much. But then I was like, at least Riggs should at least know what he's
up against and also getting involved in, because now maybe he can tread a little bit lighter.
Oh, I think he's
But
if he's the man that I think he is, he's going to go in. He's going to go hard, because when a man sees something that he wants, he goes after it with full force. And Riggs strikes me as that type of man who's like, what? I'm going in. It's like, oh, so that was the love of her life? Well, I'm going to be the bigger lover of her life.
I feel like it has to do with, though, I feel like because Riggs lost one of his loves, that he doesn't have time for BS. He doesn't have time for this waiting around. Like, if he wants something, especially a woman, he's going to go after her, because he let a woman go before and she's gone now.
Yes, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Agreed.
If he wants Meredith, he's going to get her.
Yes, he
just saying.
And on a side note, because no one's mentioned this before, but how cute was that when Cross was calling Stephanie sexy and all this other stuff? That was so cute.
I'm just finally glad they addressed somebody coming out of anesthesia. Like,
I was just over here like, he was just hot.
I mean, but every time they show a patient, like, right after surgery, they're like, what's going on? What's my result? Right, Am I okay? And like, finally, like, when you come out of anesthesia, guys, you are messed up. Like, I'm glad they finally addressed, like, somebody being like, out of it. So that was, I thought that was cool. And I'm excited to see where Cross's character goes now, because he looks like he's like somewhere. The comedic relief. You know what I mean?
We need him. Yeah. He's adorable.
Yeah.
He got a little bit more color in his little translucent skin. I was like, okay, he's back.
Oh, really quick. Charlie in Charge just kind of shouted it out. Okay. Riggs showing up at Meredith's house when Maggie is like crying on the inside.
Oh, well, he didn't know. He didn't know that she was crying.
He didn't know that, but that at the same they had a at date. The same time, like yeah, they but, said, they, yeah, but they were supposed to meet at Sabrina's, the
yeah,
restaurant.
She was okay. leaving out. They, yes. Yeah, he wasn't waiting on him.
He wasn't supposed to go there, mm-hmm. and she's trying to keep it on the DL right now, mm-hmm. like. Why are you just showing up to the house?
Well, that just goes back to what I said earlier about like when a man wants something, really going he's going it. In.
Or maybe like at the Sabrina's, he waited for her or something, and then he wanted maybe to check up, see what.
Well, call and text.
Well, she was so wrapped up in Maggie. Maybe he did call and text. Maybe and she didn't answer. He's like, you know what? I know where she lives.
Okay,
I'm
wait till tomorrow until you see her at work.
I got crazy.
That's a red flag already.
It is a little thirsty. I'll admit that, but. When a man likes what he wants, when he wants what he wants, he's gonna go after it. I like sure. that Rick showed up. Yeah, it's not like a regular psycho person, you mm-hmm. know. Like they have, it's a very friendly environment. Yeah. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was out of order. I don't think it was out of. I
kind of want to talk about that moment though, when he kind of was like, when Meredith shut the door, like, oh well, Maggie's crying, she's not okay, she needs me. She closes the door, kind of, and he's like, oh come on, yeah. And she's like, whoa, excuse me,
yeah.
But then like, at the same time, I was torn on my feelings about that, because it's like, well, yes, you do have to take care of your family when they're in need, but you still also have to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
So I was kind of torn of like, ooh, should he have checked her, you know, like that, or just kind of fell back and let her be in her feelings and do what she had to do for her family.
I don't know. I feel bad for Riggs. Like, he's been very patient, mm-hmm. and it's been a little unfair the way that Meredith has been treating him up until now, like stringing him along and then cutting him off, and then stringing him along and then cutting him off. So I understand why he would be so frustrated. Yeah. It's like, come on. Yeah. Like, I get it.
I completely understand, too. It was like, it just would, literally, it must have hit through his, like, I don't know. That would have hit me in the bones if I say, I have people to take care of and you're not one of them. I'm like, oh, that too. I'm a potential man that you're dating, and that's how you're going to talk to me? So that would have been, I would have been like, okay, whoa. But again, my opinion about Riggs and this how Riggs operates, I think that's going to make him like, well, I'm going to change your mind.
I mean, back to what Katrina said. Do we think that what Arizona said about Derek to him is going to like mess him up on the inside a little mm-mm. bit? No. You don't think so?
Nope, not at all.
He looked pretty terrified when she was. When she was
using her. I thought it was a look of well, how I'm gonna break that mold? How I'm gonna get it
like a challenge?
Yeah, it's a challenge. Oh. It's like, oh, I didn't know if I was. I didn't know if it was David and Goliath, but I will be David. I'm gonna take care of this monster.
Speaking of slain beast, somebody else called it out in the chat that Maggie is now one of like. The Greys, because she slayed her beast, her monster. Yeah. You know how they have this thing with monsters and mm-hmm. stuff like that, especially in ORs. That was like the writer's like sly way of like putting him like Maggie mm-hmm. as a Grey now.
Yes, absolutely.
And owning up to, you know, being a badass surgeon.
Oh, that was beautiful. I mean, there's no doubt that all her attention went straight into her craft, which is taking care of people and healing people. So if that's unfortunately, if it takes something like that to be like just laser on your craft, then you know, so be it. And I think that's the reason why the mom, Jenna, the mm-hmm. mom, mm-hmm. that's the reason why she said, well, then, you know, I'd rather have somebody like her work on this baby rather than somebody that's happy home at home. Yes. Well, she didn't know Riggs's situation either, mm-hmm. but because Maggie just said, look, I just lost my mother. I'm going to be real with you guys. And, mm-hmm. and this is, I need to do this, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm the smartest here. I was like, good for her. She was just like, no, if there's anybody that's going to be perfect for the surgery, it's me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, I know he's been following it through, but I know how to read. I know how to go like, to see what, what the baby's been through and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was correct.
Mm-hmm. And I think that so her doing that and saying that to Jenna, with a straight face, mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. gave Jenna the confidence that she's okay. You know, to sit there and tell you, I just lost my mother.
Yes.
And it's with a stone cold face.
Yes.
And then I can do this job. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that put Jenna at ease. Be like, okay, you're right. I want you.
Because she just said, she didn't even look at her husband and say, should we still? She mm-hmm. was just like, you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I know it's a parent's decision, but it's the mother's womb. Yeah. It's her body. And, you know. So I don't know.
Whatever the mom wants, the mom gets.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. And I love this female, again, this female empowerment mm-hmm. that the whole Grey mantra stands for, you know, because it's, And it did make me a little uncomfortable. We didn't touch on this a little bit, but how everybody walked in to watch the surgery. Like, are we waiting for her to fall? Are we supporting her? What is it? What are we doing? You know? And I was a little bit annoyed with Owen because he kept saying, Riggs, go down there. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So that did kind of make me a little, I'm like, okay, Owen, I'll see why people want to punch you sometimes.
Right. But, and then on the flip side, that made me kind of like Riggs because he was like, no, just. Yeah. Give her a moment. And I think him seeing it, possibly he could see, maybe just because that's his craft too, that's his specialty as well, that maybe she wasn't in too much distress yet and she could bounce back. Like,
she's okay. She did. She did great. Yep. It was perfect. And Arizona's like, what are you going to do? And she's just like, you know, I just love how still she was. When she just said, you know, because it's like if she went. It wasn't frozen. It was just more like still.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give her a moment.
But that comes with experience, you guys. And this is why she is the chief of cardio, because she has this experience and she knows when to act and when not to. And it takes just the amount of experience to figure out when to not act and when to, and then when to act. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And trusting your intuition.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that this was great for Maggie, because this is a good... We never really have gotten to see how good Maggie is yet, and this just goes to prove that.
Yes.
Somebody in the chat, I can't remember who it was because it scrolled out too fast, but they said that they want Meredith to have a big case now.
Oh,
and I agree. I feel like Meredith needs to have another big case because she's chief of general. So it's like, I'm trying to think of what the writers could possibly bring out.
We saw the previews for next week and it sounds like it might be a certain situation may arise. I think it's time to get into predictions. Let's get into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes.
So yeah, speaking of just the preview, so apparently there's going to be something on the plane. And Katrina, you said you'd read something.
Well, I had read that there was going to be something really big, like, towards the finale, and that a plane was going to be involved, like a plane crash.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm like, another plane crash. And then we saw with the preview that it did look like
it. It looks...
Do we really believe that they can do another plane crash with Meredith?
They're clearly doing it.
I mean, like you said, we finished the episode, you were like, we're still getting over the emotional trauma of the last plane crash.
That was rough.
What, 6-7 seasons ago?
It was, but it was rough. It took out almost everyone,
Yes. Yeah.
Lexi and Sloan. It took Arizona's leg. That was rough.
It was rough.
Yeah, so...
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, I'm scared too, because that scene, the plane, it's a lot going on in that plane, so it looks like it possibly is going down.
Not only the plane, but it's also Meredith and Riggs. Like, Riggs,
true. That,
like,
yeah,
Shannon
that's
over here talking about he's going to go after her, and he definitely went after her in that restroom, so... I'm like, and then we saw the patient on the, Matthew obviously said that the guy on the plane, something's going to happen with him, and Meredith or Riggs are going to have to like step up and kind of treat him. Yeah. So I don't know if it's going to be a plane crash. Maybe it's going to be like an epidemic a medical epidemic on a plane or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just really bad turbulence and then they come back.
Right. Right. Because we all know how the previews can be dramatic.
Yes. Right. And nothing happens.
Right. So hopefully it's not as bad as we anticipate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then what about predictions?
Yeah.
Coming up?
I don't.
For me, if the plane does go down, then my prediction would be maybe like Riggs getting a little bit of hurt. And then that's when Meredith is like, oh, I actually like really care for this guy.
That's so sweet.
I mean, I feel like even if the plane doesn't go down, she could still have that. You know what I mean?
Because she's kind of thinking of like, oh, what if it went
down?
At the end of the day. Kind of what I see.
And Lanisha?
I'm worried about Weber and Catherine's relationship.
Really?
So I'm trying to see, because when he was talking to Bailey, and Bailey was like, oh, you got your work wife back, go get your real wife, and he still was saying, I'm not wrong. So just meaning like him and Catherine, they still have not come to some type of understanding, or at least like, let's agree to disagree. So I think that there's going to be a little more tension on their relationship. And I'm hoping they don't get a divorce, but I don't think it's going to be solved soon. He's going to have another few, like, lonely nights.
I mean, not everybody can get divorced, though. Like, April and Jackson got divorced. Callie and Arizona got divorced. Like, can we...
They
really
don't believe in happy endings, clearly.
I mean... Damn, it's really sad. Yeah. But, yeah.
That's I don't want it to go that way, but, like I said, I think it's going to be more stress on that relationship.
And what are your thoughts on Jackson and April?
I think something might come of that. Because you know what? I follow, what's his name? Jackson. What's his real name? I know it. Jesse Williams. Yes, yeah. Jesse Williams. Like, I know it. Jesse Williams. I follow him on Instagram. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, like, they post these things where it's like they make these posters. Mm-hmm. And it's like the epic love story of, like, April and Jackson. So just by them teasing us with that, I think that they're going to tap into their relationship some more. They might end up mending things, maybe.
Good. Okay. I want them to be together. Me I like
too.
Them together.
I do,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. And I like... Riggs and Meredith together. Mm-hmm. And I like April and Minnick together. The only people that I like together are Owen and Amelia, and they're actually married.
Arizona.
I just heard Minnick and was like...
Amelia and Owen. I like them together. But yeah, I feel like I'm all on board with those relationships.
Okay.
Yeah. Mending.
And
yeah.
Katrina, anything?
No, yeah, I like all of the relationships. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what happens.
I'm gonna throw a monkey... bar, whatever. What's it? a monkey wrench. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench. I don't know my tools out there. And I'm going to say Cross is going to try to get with Edwards.
Oh,
is that weird?
Oh,
I mean, that's not weird. I feel like it was like a truth serum.
You know they love interracial relationships on this show.
But
so.
isn't Stephanie kind of leaving the show soon?
So. Oh, well, that's some predictions that we have mm-hmm. out there because she's on another show, but we don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. But hey, that's a possibility.
I was thinking that watching it when she was talking to Weber when she felt bad about dismissing all of Cross's symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, is she going to get to the... Is that how they're going to drive her out, is getting her to the point mm-hmm. where she kind of can't? I think we talked about that before, where she's just getting fed up with being a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of Joe really quick, mm-hmm. remember Matthew Morrison is supposed
yes,
to come back.
Yes, that's what I was going to get and on to Joe, too.
Because we are just insane. Yes. I feel like they're, like, not showing Joe and Alex right now just because mm-hmm. they are preparing for these really deep scenes when okay. Matthew Morrison comes in as Joe's ex.
Oh,
so I feel like that's going to get really messy, but juicy.
So that's going to be the real plane crash? That's going to be the real plane crash?
The real disaster?
I can see that, too. And then, Minnick in Arizona, I can see them blossoming. Riggs and Meredith, they're going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to happen.
Maggie is going to pull it together. She's going to, like, I'm still going on this momentum of her. I still see a more harder version of her. Like, she, softening mm-hmm. up a little bit. But the sweetness of her, that's just innate of her, who she is and being. But I still think she's going to continue to, like push and like focus on work and go through this grieving. She's gonna mm-hmm. it's gonna take her a minute, and hopefully Meredith can release her. It's almost like they have like a tentacle, like she almost like gets so ingrained and mm-hmm. where she doesn't even take care of herself and her own needs. And so hopefully Maggie will be the one to say, can you just go and get mm-hmm. some and get away from me for a minute? Right. Like, hopefully we'll get to that point.
Yeah.
So that's my immediate thoughts about
what I'm excited what to see happen. What happens next.
I am so excited to see what happens in the next few weeks. We have how many more episodes? I think we only have
Not too many more, yeah, because
at least five
be done probably next month.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are we gonna do?
It's been I love this season. I've been going unfortunately on a few Grey's chat rooms and listening to people say, I don't like this season. I'm like, this season has been great because I feel like it's
good
been
to me. It's bringing me back. Like, a lot of people have said that, like, oh, you know, Grey's, maybe they've kind of lost it. Mm-hmm. Or like when I tell people, oh, I just spent them for Grey's Anatomy, they're like, you still watch it?
Oh,
and I'm like, yeah, there was a season or two that kind of had me like, okay, I might be done with them, but because I'm loyal, I kept watching. And then now, like, in the season before brought me back in this, mm-hmm, and this season, mm-hmm. I'm still here. I actually want to watch every Thursday.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
And especially after that last Thursday's episode.
Oh, so
I mean,
beautiful.
I feel like that just brought us back to Grey's roots. And,
absolutely.
You know, the show's only getting stronger.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, and we didn't touch on this, like, I think we may have, but Diane's, Diane, mm-hmm. all the things that she did when she knew she was sick. I thought that was so beautiful. Again,
I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. even so, Meredith brought that up when they were at the grave, and Amelia was like, well, she wasn't even from here. Why would Diane want to be buried here? And Meredith was like, so she can be close,
mm-hmm.
you know, so she could still be close to Maggie. So she wouldn't have to travel possibly to go, you know, visit her mm-hmm. gravesite and things like that. And then also the pictures and the things with Jackson, like, you know, mm-hmm. here, hand these to her when she needs them, you know, like maybe not right away, but when she's in a moment and she kind of needs me, this is my way for me to be there for her in that moment.
Even after death, she's still looking out for Maggie.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's so poetic.
That's like,
isn't it so beautiful? Well, I want to thank you all for watching us today. We're going to go back through the panel and tell us where we can each find, where you can find us and where we can find you.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
What's up, guys? I'm Timothy Michael. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Michael. You can join me on tomorrow morning on the over at Popcorn Talk with the Unproduced Table Read series with Jeff Graham.
And you guys can find me everywhere on social media at KarinaXBRGS.
And you can find me at Shannon Bobo everywhere. And tomorrow I'm sitting on a Grace and Frankie panel. And it's just as exciting and fun. But thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you guys next week. And Kelly will be back.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.